With that first move on Hamilton, I fell in love with it. I thought there was no other place that I wanted to live but on Hamilton Avenue. When I first moved here in 68, it was one colored family on that side. And the rest down on this lower area was white. And then I moved here, and there was four colored families on this side. And I still love Hamilton. I don't want to leave you. It was a beautiful neighborhood. And then no problem with drugs, prostitution, or nothing like that. It was just older people with a decent house to live in.
I'm getting the idea that your life here has been happy.
Until later years, you know, because it became, after the white moved out, and we got my race of people, it changed.
Now, why do you think that's happened, Miss Lovey?
Well, you got younger people that had different ideas. Dope wasn't popular. Prostitution wasn't popular. Now, in my day, their prostitution had a district.
Yeah.
And they only went in their district. They had houses, and that's where they stayed.
Yeah.
They didn't roam the street like they were doing nowadays.
Does it seem to you that the downhill change happened very quickly?
I think it did. I really believe it did. Yeah. I'm 85. And never would I ever thought that they would have a colored president.
Okay, if there's one thing you could do to change what's going on in this neighborhood, what would you do?
It's not much that I can do because it's gone too far. You know what I wish they would do? Put police on foot patrol.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very much they can learn or do riding around in cars. It's a little too comfortable. When I was a kid, we had foot patrol.
Yeah.
We respected police. Now they don't, and that's bad. You know, living 85 years, there's good and bad in everything. All police say good, but it's more good ones than bad ones. And I find now that they have 5th district. We were 7th district.
Oh, yeah.
Now we are 5th district, and it seems to be working out much better. Because you can talk to them, and they seem, talking to you, they understand the situation. So that makes me feel like it's getting better.
I've talked to some people today who are very hopeful about things changing. And
it's changing, but it's a slow change. And one thing about me, I really don't have good patience. I want things to change. Right away, but I know it doesn't.